This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's not about leaving the plans. It is about understanding that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed something for us, then it is definitely part of the bigger picture. And that there's no such thing of a life where we're not going to go through difficulties and tests and trials. And indeed, those difficulties and those tests and those trials are part of the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, interestingly enough, and I apologize that I'm going to do this for the second time in one talk, but I need to talk about comic books again. SubhanAllah, Sheikh Abdul Nasir Jung that just walked in. It's going to be awkward. I'm just going to try and not make eye contact. Those of you who saw Batman versus Superman, right? And I'm not encouraging...
Why would you bring that movie up?
Okay, so first of all, I'm not going to defend that movie, right? Even though I believe it was awesome, right? But actually, I will defend a part of that movie. So one of the criticisms of that movie is that the main villain in the movie, he's a lacking character, right? His motivations are not clear, and usually when it comes to storytelling, it's an important aspect of storytelling that when you have characters that you understand their motivations and they have a story arc and so on, a character arc and so on and so forth. So a claim that is made, by the way, about Lex Luthor, who is the main villain. And if I've completely lost you, I apologize. I'll be done with this analogy in like 3 or 4 minutes, inshallah. But there's a claim that he doesn't have his motivations are not clear. He just hates Superman and he's trying to kill Superman and he's trying to get rid of him. But in actuality, those of you who saw the movie, and I'm not encouraging you to watch movies or watch that movie. I just want to make that clear for all the parents and uncles and ammus in the house. But he actually makes his motivations very, very clear in a particular scene. There's a scene where he's standing on the rooftop. It's called like the rooftop scene, where he has Lois Lane, the love of Superman, and he throws her off of the building. It's a very high building, and he throws her off because he knows Superman's going to come and save her, and that's why he does that. And Superman does come and save her, and then he comes and he faces Lex Luthor. And then Lex Luthor, at that point, explains to him why he hates him so much. And he says, look, I learned long time ago, and this is not an exact quote, but it's pretty close to what Lex Luthor says. He says, I learned long time ago that you can't be all good, you can't be all powerful and all good at the same time, right? If you're all powerful, then you won't let anything bad happen, right? So if God, and he says this in his speech to Superman, he said, if God is all powerful, then he cannot be all good. And if he is all good, then he cannot be all powerful.
I figured out way back. If God is all powerful, he cannot be all good. And if he is all good, then he cannot be all powerful. And neither can you be.
And he views Superman as his, as you know, he cannot, obviously Lex Luthor can't go after God, so he can go after a quote-unquote, وَلِعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, a godlike being. Right? So he views Superman as a godlike being.
The problem of you on top of everything else. You above all. Because that's what God is. Horus, Apollo, Jehovah, Kal-El, Clark, Joseph, Kent.
So he says, listen, I want to prove to the world that you're not a good person, that you're not good. Because if you were good, then you wouldn't allow any type of bad or evil to exist.
They need to see the fraud you are with their eyes. The blood on your hands.
And now this, subhanAllah, this issue, and by the way, that's his motivation, right? For those of you like he doesn't have a motivation or it's not clear, like why does he hate Superman? That's why he hates Superman. And obviously he has a history of child abuse, we learn in the movie as well, that his dad would beat him. And as a child, he would think, well, where's God now?
No man in the sky intervened when I was a boy to deliver me from daddy's fists and abominations.
Like, if God is all good, then how come God isn't protecting me from my father hitting me? Right? So he came to the conclusion that God can't be all good. Now, this is what we call a shubha, a doubt in our aqidah, in our belief. We understand, actually, and I think all someone needed to do was to sit Lex Luthor down and give them a lesson in aqidah, and maybe he wouldn't hate Superman so much. He'd be trying to take over the world. But the point is that it is part of our aqidah to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows seemingly bad things to happen, but there is no such thing as pure evil or pure bad. Because there is some goodness, or there is goodness attached to everything, whether we see it or realize it or not. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the essence of our tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when matters are getting hard, matters are getting difficult, when things seem to be evil and bad, we trust in the bigger picture, in the larger plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we go through illness, which from our perspective is evil or bad, we remind ourselves that there is some goodness in this bad. Right? For example, we know that sickness is one of the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes our sins. Difficulty as a whole is one of the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes our sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through difficulty to cleanse us of our sins, to raise our rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why if we look at the lives of the prophets, all of them, every single prophet went through tests and trials, and they went through immense difficulty.